说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, we're Chinese pod. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Ken.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Why are we bonjour?
Well, we are in Paris today.
Wow, for our Ellie listeners.
Yes. Not literally, but metaphorically.
Yes.
We're in Paris.
Yeah. We're daydreaming about Paris.
We are, and we have two people who are somewhere in China talking about Paris and the wonders of Paris.
And so, longing to go to Paris.
Well, you can actually figure out by listening whether they've been there or not and what they think about it. So they're talking obviously very fondly about Paris. Who doesn't talk fondly about Paris? So maybe as you listen, you can try to figure out what precisely are they saying? Have they been there or not? And how come all these people know so much about Paris, but not all of them have actually been there?
Well, I know the pronunciation of Paris in Chinese is very close to the French pronunciation.
Okay.
Paris.
That is quite close.
Yeah. What is it in French?
Well, it's Paris.
Paris. Let's go to Paris.
Indeed.
对话第一遍。
啊，巴黎太美了。
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。
我喜欢卢浮宫。
你是什么时候去的？
啊，我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
第二遍。
啊，巴黎太美了。
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。
我喜欢卢浮宫。
你是什么时候去的？
啊，我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
第三遍。
啊，巴黎太美了。
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。
我喜欢卢浮宫。
你是什么时候去的？
啊，我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
啊，
wonderful Parisian atmosphere.
Indeed.
Even though conversation between two people who've never been there.
Well, you know, I can tell you for a fact. I mean, I love to sit in a bistro or something in Shanghai or cafe. You know, maybe get a baguette and a coffee or something like that. And I love to hear
it.
Of course, but to hear that French music in the background, it's just nice. It's just,
Ken, you've been to Bali, right?
Yes, I have.
So more about that later. Let's do the translation now.
Let's do that.
Ah, Bali 太美了.
Oh, Paris is so beautiful.
Ah, Bali 太美了.
Paris is such a beautiful place.
Ah, Bali 太美了. 是世界上最浪漫的城市。
Yeah, it's the most romantic city in the world.
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
It's the most romantic city in the world.
是世界上最浪漫的城市。我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。
I like the Eiffel Tower.
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。
I like the Eiffel Tower.
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。我喜欢卢浮宫。
I like the Louvre.
我喜欢卢浮宫。
I like the Louvre.
我喜欢卢浮宫。你是什么时候去的？
When did you go there?
你是什么时候去的？
When did you actually go there?
你是什么时候去的？我没去过。你呢？
Well, I haven't actually been there. Have you?
我没去过，你呢？
Well, I've never actually been. Have you?
我没去过，你呢？我也没去过。
Oh, I've never been either.
我也没去过。
No, I've never gone there either.
我也没去过。
Ah, so they're both knowledgeable. sitting in a, probably in a cafe, listening to the music, probably drinking a coffee, having a baguette or something. Mm. The thoughts turn to Paris, of course, and they start talking about it. I think there's an element of one perhaps suggesting or allowing the other one to think that perhaps he, she's been there.
That's called leading on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
naughty.
Wishful thinking, perhaps. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a look. Yeah, let's take it from the top.
Ah, 巴黎太美了.
Now, 太美了 is just a nice, simple phrase. It's just, it's common. It's so beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yes.
And so on. Now, the word for Paris again is
巴黎. 巴黎.
So the tones are
first and second.
Now, just to be clear, the sound and the tones is the same for Bali Island, right?
Yes, you're right.
How do you distinguish between the two?
Well, first of all, there are different characters.
Okay.
The Li in Paris and Bali are different in Chinese.
Okay.
And also to avoid confusion, we usually say Bali Dao.
Yes.
To indicate Bali Island.
Ah, Dao is an island. That's how you indicate it.
Yes.
Good, but the pronunciation otherwise is the same.
Yep.
All right, good. No doubt whatsoever. Nobody would disagree that. Bali, 太美了.
And also, 太美了 is a very high compliment. Because 太 means too much, right? But here it doesn't have any negative connotation. It's extremely positive.
Yes, indeed. In fact, not only is it 太美了, it's in fact, it's the most romantic city in the world.
是世界上最浪漫的城市.
Now, very interesting pattern here. Let's take a look at it from the back. So the word for city is
城市,城市.
The tones?
Second and fourth.
Second and fourth.
Yes.
Useful.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it's important to try to get the tones on this right. Because it sounds like 城 is a fairly common sound, and it can be quite confusing, I find, at times.
Yeah.
So second, again, let's hear it again.
城市,城市,城市. Excellent.
Yes, the city. Now, the word for romantic is
浪漫,浪漫.
Now, is 浪漫 a transliteration of the word romantic or not?
Yes.
It is. Now, some people will tell it it's because, you know, the notion of romance didn't exist in Chinese. That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. It's just a word that happens to be have a kind of an efficient kind of ring to it. But anyway, so it's the most
romantic. 最浪漫. 最浪漫.
So 最 we've had before. Fourth tone means the most. It's a superlative.
Yeah.
So the most romantic city in the world is?
是世界上最浪漫的城市.
Good. Now, the expression for in the world.
世界上.
Now, 世界 literally means the world.
The world. And here we have 上.
Meaning on.
Yeah, and that's how we say it in Chinese. In the world, 世界上.
Yes, or on the world.
对.
Right, right. So this is the most romantic city on the world. Well, we would say in English, we'd say on the planet, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And it's actually more accurate. It's not in the world in that sense,
so,
is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is in the world, but it's on the planet. There you go. That's the difference. But it's a super phrase. Now, in the world.
Most something in the world.
Yeah, let's hear it.
是世界上最浪漫的城市.
Now, you could change 浪漫, right? And 城市.
Yes.
So, and you could have the most something else in the world.
Let's see. 世界上最美的地方.
There you go.
The most beautiful place.
Place in the world.
Yeah.
There you go.
And now we have an icon in Paris.
Yes, we do.
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔. 我喜欢 埃菲尔铁塔.
Now, Eiffel is obviously a transliteration of the word
Eiffel.
Eiffel. Now, I find the next thing fascinating.
Yes.
The 铁塔.
铁塔.
Now, tell us a little bit about this.
塔 means a tower, or even pagoda.
Yes.
对吧? Chinese pagoda.
Yeah.
And 铁 means steel.
Yes. Now, is the ta thing, is it a translation? Has it been a transliteration? Has it been influenced by the sound of the word tower?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because we've had pagoda for like hundreds, if not thousands of
years.
And
the pagoda's
always been called ta.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting. So you've got a steel tower.
Tieta.
Yeah. So it sounds like tower in a sense. Tieta.
Yes.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
So the translation for Eiffel Tower combines the sound and the meaning.
Exactly.
Eiffel. Tieta.
Yeah, with the tie, the steel in there.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, we have the Louvre also.
我喜欢卢浮宫。
Now, Louvre is obviously a transliteration of Louvre.
Yeah.
But the gong at the end
suggests
what?
Means a palace.
A palace.
So, the forbidden city is 故宫.
Yes.
故宫.
That's right.
And the White House is 白宫.
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 Even though it's not a palace. In fact, very definitely not, since it's the Republic and all of that. But so 宫 literally means palace, but I think it can be used slightly in a slightly figurative sense also.
Yeah, it's used for something regal.
Yes, yes.
Extremely powerful.
Exactly.
I mean,
the Louvre, as far as I know, was never
a royal palace.
In fact, I think it started as a fortress of some sort many hundreds of years ago. And in the last couple of hundred years, it's become a museum.
Yes.
But anyway, so gong literally translates as palace, but it can suggest something regal and something very
stately.
Stately indeed. So there you go. So the Louvre, one more time, is?
卢浮宫.
Okay. Now, this conversation is progressing as if both of these people had sort of grown up in the place.
Walked around the Louvre,
and
picnicked at the size
indeed.
Of Eiffel Tower.
And sort of personally knew the Mona Lisa by the sounds of things. But then the ugly question comes out and it's,
你是什么时候去的?
So when did you go there?
Nosy.
Or again, I think there's an element of both. Allowing the other one to perhaps believe, not lying, but allowing them to perhaps believe that they've actually been to Paris. So, good question. So, when did you actually go there?
Yes, and of course, 什么时候 means when.
Which time.
Yeah. And here we have the 是的 pattern.
Yes.
你是什么时候去的?
Yeah.
Well, it first of all marks a past tense.
Yes.
是什么时候去的?
Yeah.
And also it adds a degree of clarity.
Yes.
You definitely, I'm asking something that has happened.
Yes. Yes. Good. Great question. And very, very typical sort of Chinese syntax there. Let's hear that one again.
你是什么时候去的?
Great. When did you actually go there? I've never been there.
我没去过.
And while we're at it, how about you?
你呢? 我也没去过.
Okay.
我也没去过.
Now, I'm not accusing these people of outright lying, which they didn't. But I guess maybe they were trying to impress each other about their knowledge of Paris, but they haven't actually been there.
But it's always good to have a dream and have some aspirations.
Of course.
Maybe they can go to Bali this year.
And if you don't have a dream and aspiration, it's always good to have a coffee and a baguette.
And a baguette, that's right.
With a bit of French music in the background. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Oh, let's revisit the dialogue.
Okay. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dialogue 第一遍。巴黎太美了，是世界上最浪漫的城市。我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔。我喜欢卢浮宫。你是什么时候去的？
我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
第二遍。
啊，巴黎太美了，
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔，
我喜欢卢浮宫。
你是什么时候去的？
啊，我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
第三遍。
啊，巴黎太美了，
是世界上最浪漫的城市。
我喜欢埃菲尔铁塔，
我喜欢卢浮宫。
你是什么时候去的？
啊，我没去过，你呢？
我也没去过。
So Ken,
yeah.
你是什么时候去的巴黎?
Oh, I went many years ago as a young man. Yeah.
Like yeah. 10 years ago?
Oh, no. 20, more than 20 years ago. Yeah.
Did you live there for a while?
No, I actually spent 1 year in France. I spent 1 year in the south of France.
Ah, which part?
Well, very near to, not far from Saint-Tropez, actually.
Saint-Tropez?
Yes.
Wow, you're partying with the rich and glamorous.
Yeah, the rich and glamorous. I was poor and young and penniless. But
you were bold and beautiful.
Well, I had an interesting job down there for a year, which gave me the chance to learn some French, be a Provençal kind of southern, you know, style. French, but it also gave me a chance to go to the beach, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful part of the world.
But what was your impression of Paris?
Well, Paris, I just went there for like a few days. I went, I think, three times, went up to Paris for a few days. Didn't have a whole lot of money at that time, but just went around, of course, to see the sights, went to the Louvre.
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, of course. But I was more interested in the cultural stuff. I mean, the Louvre is not the only museum in Paris, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Oh, there's tons and tons of cultural stuff. So that was a big deal for me. And obviously,
lots of baguette.
Of course. Oh, believe me, when you're Paris, you have a lot to choose from, not just the baguettes, I can assure you.
The country of pastry.
Anyway, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. Reminiscing about indeed. Your Paris memory.
That was indeed the case. So that, I hope, was useful. We want to say hello to any friends we have in Paris. We know we have many.
Yes. 你好
你
们好
Yes, hello everyone in Paris. Do join in the conversation on Chinese Pod. Do come and leave some comments. And if you have something to say about Paris, something to ask about Paris, by all means, let us know.
好 That's it from us today.
Indeed.
Take care and see you tomorrow.
Okay, 再见
As usual, Chinese Pod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website.www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0866.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0866 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0866.